Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is Mama Seven. I am so glad to be alive this Monday morning. It's been a very interesting weekend. A lot of ups and downs, the roller coaster ride of life. I hope everyone is doing well in their own personal roller coaster ride that they have to carry. I'm doing this way, so hopefully I can try to get more information out at one time. That's what I'm trying to do. So first, we're getting ready for Tampa. Tampa is going to be this weekend. It's always that first weekend in March. And we have quite a few heads. I think we got 5 or 6 people going and getting Varilekes. I'm always very excited, very proud of people taking that step. It's a big step. And really what you're doing is allowing, you know, yourself to be dedicated to a spiritual journey, gathering that spiritual protection. And I always love to see the different Orisha that come forward to claim this head and that head. And, you know, it gives us more information as to what your spiritual needs are and how to go about things. So I'm always excited. New Elegba's coming in, which is always good, getting that extra responsibility and that extra protection and guidance. And so it's always a really, really big weekend for me, and I look forward to it each year. That is this weekend. Also coming up, Devotions is starting early this year, where usually I get a chance to get through my March, because March is like one of the craziest months for me. But no, Devotions decided to come early. So our first day of Devotions is March 10th. And I was like, good Lord, that's really, really close. I think we might be 2 weeks away. And I'm like, okay. So my world is spinning in preparation for it. And preparation for me means attempting to get my mind right for the fast that I do. And then how am I going to be working and getting everyone else through the fast? How can I be encouraging? How can I be motivating? How can I really just be that person in the middle of others' journey, right? So this year, I already have the 2024 Facebook page up. This year, I'm going to make that private, you know. It'll really, really just be for people that are in the fast. That's my intention. You know, we have a couple of wonderful approaches, is blessed in that we have so many connections and outreaches in different places and spaces. And I love that. You know, that's growth and that's really providing a service. But I want that Facebook page to be for those people that are really trying to go through this fast. And so, that's what I want to focus on. And so every day, I'm going to try to make it before 9 o'clock. Every day there'll be a new post there, you know. So if you sign up, I think you'll automatically get a notification that the message that I'll do through Blog Talk is going to come through, and you'll be able to listen. This year, we're going to go through the little handy notebook of Devotions 3, aligning yourself with God. And when I tell you that just that phrase alone is going to be so important for 2024, we have to really align ourselves with God, you know, abandon your own thoughts, whims, whatever you had going on, abandon them, leave them, go to where God is, align yourself with God's rules, you know, because that is going to get you the most protection, the most manifestation, the most everything. And so, and I also wanted to let you know, for those people that have taken the Fast Buddy job, okay, because it's a job, and I love the job, and I didn't realize that, you know, Some people love the job. Some people like it. Some people really don't like it. But I've heard so many people tell me, man, my Fast Buddy really helped me get through this harsh time right here. My Fast Buddy is what helped me do this, this, and this. You know, having that person I could connect with made it doable. And then last year, the miracles that came about, and some of the miracles were very overt where you see, where you saw it. You know, you're like, wow, this person really came up. And they'll tell you, oh, it's because of all of the additional fasting and praying of devotion. And then there were a lot of quiet miracles where people have been needing something, has been sitting on their chest and sitting in their life and really just taking them over. And because of the fast and because of the support in the fast, they were able to get through. They were able to achieve the goals they wanted. They were able to really have a lot of progress. And so I just wanted to share that job is so important, and you're really helping people. So, you know, we have these, I don't want to say rules, but we have these guidelines for the fast. You know, things we're not supposed to do, the no soda, the extra prayer, the journaling, all those things, right? And along with that, when you add in the extra help, it makes a difference in people's lives. It really, really does. And so if you're interested, I'm not going to automatically sign. I've been on auto drive. I've been like, oh, yeah, I know they want to do this. I know they want to do this without asking. And I want to, as I'm working on bettering myself, I want to work on bettering everything that I do. So I want to ask you, if you would like your Fast Buddy, if you would like to be a Fast Buddy, please send me a quick text. Let me know. But I just want you to know that that job has made a lot of people and has put people in such good positions in their life that I really hope everyone wants to help somebody be that. You know, one of the things that we do, especially during devotions, is community service. Well, you should be considering being a Fast Buddy as community service. You know, you got to get back and call some people, okay? You got to get up there and text some people. But it really is, you're providing a service, and a wonderful approach is a community. It is an entire community, okay? So think about it. Please open yourselves up, open your hearts, and say, you know, yeah, I do want to help somebody as I'm helping myself. You know, as I'm helping myself, I want to help somebody, you know, and just kind of talk with them and work through, you know, work with them in the middle of this. So if you could, send me a text. Let me know, hey, I'm ready to be a Fast Buddy, and I'm ready. You know, that means you're going to fast, and that means you're going to help encourage somebody else. So think about it. And also think about getting a book. Check your bookcases. Check your bookcases, because we all should have this book. You know, Aligning Yourself with God. It has a black and gray cover, okay? If you don't have it, don't wait till March 9th and be like, Mama said, I need the book. Send me that text early. Check it out so I can get this to you. It's a great book. Of course, I love devotion books. I love concentrating spirit and concentrating God. And we all know it takes 21 days to start a habit. This devotion is 30 days. And that means you get into the habit of making God that center, right? So I really want everyone to join the Facebook page so we can interact with each other. I would like everyone to send me a text and say, hey, I am going to fast this year. I would like to be a Fast Buddy. And then I want you to make sure you have the book so we can say, hey, you know, I'm ready for the book. You know, as I'm getting ready for devotions and checking out what my community service is going to be, I want everyone else to do the same thing. And we have had some great community service ideas come through a wonderful approach over the years. Great community service. So if you're stuck on that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a thread. And I want, as we're getting ready, if you could sign into the Facebook page early so that we can share ideas about what you're going to be doing for your community service, what you're going to be doing for, you know, just anything that you're working on. Let's share so that we're all getting the most out of this fast, right? And that's where the morning message is going to be as well. And so also I wanted to share with you that first day of devotions. So the radio program, not as many people were checking out the radio program as initially started. And so in my attempt to reach people, because that was the purpose of the radio program, I am kind of formatting that now into video. And so come March 10th, I'm going to be releasing, publishing, I don't know the right word, but I'll be working at Patreon. And we have a bunch of videos, not a bunch, but we're working on them. And that's an ongoing process. But that's where the radio programs are now going to be video programs. And they're going to be sitting there on Patreon. They're wonderful. They're still going to be the same classroom style. It's just me getting out of a comfort I have with radio and moving into where people really are, and that is in video world, and just working on that. So come sign up for that. You won't be able to sign up for that until March 10th, but look for Patreon, and that's where that information is going to be. And I'm going to, when it's published, I'm going to be releasing that into the Facebook page, okay? And then first retreat of the year is that last weekend in March. As always, I love it now. You know, so many things with a wonderful approach are running clockwise, as they should. Just like the seasons are coming like clockwise, we should be moving seasonally as well, you know. And so there's a lot of conversation like where the first of the year is, whether it's really January or the spring. For me, it's definitely spring. Spring, I push it all. We try to make it happen. We're moving in our best energy. And so the end of March is that first retreat. It is half full now, and so there's still some spaces there. So if you're interested in that, of course, text me, let me know. And then we're moving because devotions is early. Our date at the water is going to be early. And so if you have to save the date, and I'll be publishing that in the Facebook page as well. But if you have to save the date, you know, we have our date for the water already. Because Buford is expensive, I don't know why we keep, you know, anytime we do our water work, it's always with some expensive towns. Tampa's expensive. Buford's expensive. But, you know, that's okay. You know, for me, I start saving up for these things early, but the water save the date is going to be coming up. The second you sign up, please try to get your, you know, whatever room arrangements or travel arrangements or time off work or whatever you need to do, because you know that's going to be coming up right after devotions. I'm hoping everyone gets to enjoy devotions. For me, it is it is my biggest deal of the year. I am amazed at people's ability to push through devotions, because devotions is not easy. Trust me, the second you start devotions, that's when your job is going to have a whole bunch of free food. The second you start devotions, that's when this cute guy you've been trying to talk to forever, he going, oh, well, can we go out and can we, and you're like, can we wait till after sundark? You know, can we wait till the sun goes down? You know, everything that you're looking for is going to happen right there in the middle of devotion. They're going to be like, really, while I'm tired, while I'm hungry, a little cranky, that's okay. Understand, no one passes to the next level without going through the test, okay? You go through the test, you pass it, you get to the next level. And understand, God would not give you a test that he didn't think you were ready for. So really, being tested is God's way of saying, hey, I think you're on a different level. I think that you're ready for this. I think you're ready for that. And so we don't fight the test. We just try to make sure we're as prepared as possible. Get that prayer life in. You know, keep God in the beginning, in the middle, in the end of all of your thoughts and actions. And then you don't have those worries to worry about, right? So take a moment. Do those things. Check, make sure you have the book. Text me you want to be a fast buddy. And let's get ready for devotions. I'm looking forward to connecting, reconnecting, and everything else like that. Please have all your support systems know about the fast. I have a coworker, so crazy, who's a missionary, a Christian missionary. And I was telling her, I was like, yeah, I got to get ready for my fast. And she, of course, knows about Ramadan. She knows about fasting. You know, her life is mission. She devoted her entire life to this. And she's like, you know what? I want to fast with you. And I was like, you know, with us? Sure. There's lots of us. And then she's like, so she's super excited. I have a couple people be like, hey, someone wants to join with me. They've seen positive changes. Understand, we're all walking testimonies to how our spiritual life benefits us. So when you're sitting here and the people around you are looking and they're like, wow, you are really doing something different. You're really doing something that's benefiting you. You're really doing something that I think could help benefit me. Understand, this is who we are, right? And so they're supposed to be joining you. They're supposed to be able to see your light and be able to see and be like, no, I want some of that. And so anyone that you know is interested, hey, let them, this is where we are all together. They join the Facebook page, and then we work on that, okay? I really, really want this to be as good for everyone as it is for me. I want for you what I want for my own self. I'm looking for my miracle. Y'all know how I do every year. I was saying to my mother just the other day, everybody needs a miracle right now. Everybody needs a miracle. And I mean, everyone in my family is waiting for the miracle. Everyone is looking for their own personal miracle. And so when you're ready like that to where you're looking for it, when when everything in your being is right there, that's when it happens. But you got to prepare yourself for it. You know, it's like, hold on, nonsense. Move out my way because I'm waiting for my miracle. You can't be over here. You can't distract me. I got stuff to do. So to get our minds ready, let's work on this over the next 2 weeks so that when the time comes, we already know what to do. We have our fast food in the house. We have the food we're not supposed to be fasting with out the house. And we're ready to really make these big changes so that they can last us through the end of the year and we can really ride that wave of blessings into our life, right? All right. So as I said, all of this is working. And if you know someone who has not gotten this message, you can ask, hey, did you get the recording? Did you do that? If I missed anybody, please add them. Send it, forward it. This is us. Especially when you know they're part of us. This is us. So let's get this moving so that we can be of service as we're serving, you know, God. We want to be of service to his children. We want to make sure that all of those that we know follow under the accord of God, they have this. Okay? All right, my dears. If you have any questions, I'm here. Let's talk about it. And let's move forward from here. Thanks. Peace.